here on ntnradio.com and Spotify and all those other great places you get your podcasts from. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Hello.
I'm going to have to give the Pose Off Award to Fernando, but it's something we cannot.
The offer he gave us during the opening was
something that cannot be discussed.
I shared a coupon.
He made an offer that is indecent.
Yeah,
I just put an indecent proposal.
And yet we can judge by the volume and your voice that you're somewhat stimulated by it.
Very excited by it. Probably been a while.
And I'm gonna take a dig right off the bat. I just thought of this now. We got a thief among us. Totally. I personally messaged because our good co-host, pilot friend, what's your name again? Phil had work with me.
Okay.
We are 11-0-1. Okay, so Jim Belushi. He had some ear mending health thing that he's recuperating from, and he had to wear a special bandage. I gave him a little thing grief because it looked like Lobot, except just minus one of the ear pads. Just having good fun.
Minus one.
Yeah, minus one. Lobot. It's the next Star Trek or Star Wars movie. And then because I didn't want to insult him or demean him publicly on a direct message just between the three of us, I said something about I can't find my high school jockstrap or something like that on a personal message, so it did not infiltrate the well, I guess I'm doing it now, but it's out there, the public media. And then to my chagrin, what do I see on a post on the publics of the Facebooks but a certain individual stole?
It did not bother me to do it at all.
But he used, not only did it not bother you, but worse, you stole, sir. One of the Ten Commandments.
Same thing with movies and shows. Remember when he came to breakfast that one morning and he said to me, "I speak 14 languages, and but only if they're all English," or whatever Laszlo said in What We Do in the Shadows. And later that night, there I'm watching the show and he says that, and I'm like, Warren just steals stuff and uses it as
yes.
That's Warren.
Have you no integrity, sir?
He has none.
None.
Why would I?
None.
It's Veterans Day, even. How dare you?
Oh, this is well before Veterans Day. This is last week.
Well, I'm telling you right now. I'm bringing
He's
it to life.
He's never had integrity.
No, depends on what it is. For this show, no, I don't.
Did you have to sign something?
Anything on Facebook?
Like, you know, like
for
doctors
friends.
Have
no
doctors,
integrity for friends.
Doctors have that hippopotamus oath they got to take, don't you?
Yeah, he has no hippopotamus oath.
All right, I just had to bring that up because I was wounded.
Good call.
I was wounded.
Good call.
No such thing as a fair fight. Take advantage of
then
everything.
People
you can.
Are laughing, and he's just sitting there thinking, "I didn't come up with it. I'm gonna take the credit."
He's just, I don't care. He's like
Zack Snyder.
He's like Jabba the Hutt, just rubbing his belly and eating like tadpoles. That's exactly. Oh, I nailed it on the head. Watch, someone's gonna post that later. I feel like Jabba the Hutt with it.
Yeah. Anyways.
I'm glad that.
I don't know where to go from there.
Oh well, we have little things and one.
Let's go to.
You know what?
Fernando just watched a fantastic
movie. Yeah, all right. Let's talk about that.
That leads into something else.
Disney just in honor-ish of Disney just releasing Fantastic Four in the streamings. I finally got around to sitting down, and I came in. Combination of the bar was really low. I got the spider tingly-ish that I wasn't gonna like, but in the end, I have to go side Warren on this. I was entertained. I think they did them justice. Were there many little things? Yes, I let go, but and you guys already spoke about it. It's already in the past, so I don't want to, you know, go into deep summary or critique.
I'm kind of surprised. Okay,
I was surprised as well. I was like, oh, okay, I kind of like that. They made Susan Storm a little too much. The acting, I wish the thing had more of the posty sound, a little beta-y. I wasn't as disappointed. Again, the bar was really low going in, and I wish it was the regular Silver Surfer. They didn't explain that it's his wife at all. But what the linchpin really was, I'll just end with this, was the very beginning when they said Earth 868 in honor of John Kirby, his birthday, whatever. That just wiped the slate clean. Now it's not 616. It didn't have to follow canon, absolutely purist. They could bend here there because it's like five dimensions over the left.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was it.
The not following canon, that doesn't ever really bother me, right?
What we well, notice that.
Is bad acting, bad storylines.
Well, I couldn't get past the mustache. I couldn't get past the mustache.
If you remember, I said I enjoyed the story, I enjoyed the movie, but I never saw these actors as anything but who they are, not as their character.
I
saw Pedro Pascal. I did not see the smartest man in the world.
Did you vote for him?
That's a different movie.
I'm sorry. I thought he was in that too.
I mean, I'll put it this way. It's somewhere in the middle. If you'd swap the actors out, this would be a great movie. To someone who's a little more.
Yeah, I think I said that way back when too.
I don't know. The storyline was kind of.
I was okay with it.
Yeah, I enjoyed the story. I thought the story was fine.
It made the other ones look small. That one.
Yeah, it came off better than I expected with having Galactus as the first thing.
And they actually showed him as Galactus. It wasn't a shadow in the sky or clouds in the sky.
I'm going to say I did like the Galactus character. I didn't mind the woman, female Silver Surfer.
If they just put a little explanation, it would be nice, but it's 868 or whatever universe.
Yeah, it's a different universe.
Things I didn't like.
The pewter surfer.
Johnny Storm.
Yeah, I kept seeing
the way
Stranger
he portrayed
Things,
Johnny Storm. I felt like they have a taco thing in Johnny Storm.
Hulk taco.
Have a taco.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, Captain America set the bar really high. Like that was the best depiction of a hero I've seen in a long time.
It wasn't that they've changed characters kind of stuff a lot in the MCU and a lot in the DCU and the DCEU, and I'm kind of okay with that. I'll let it slide, but when you change fundamentals of the thing, like it's the same thing with the Hulk when they made it Smart Hulk and he didn't want to fight anymore. Oh, that fighting's gratuitous, right? And then the thing, well, I don't want to clobber. I'm not, you know, thing used
You're
to be
fun.
Like, if you didn't do what he wanted, he'd beat the hell out of you. Right? It's clobbering time, right?
That yeah, how many times did he, in the comic books, did he grab Johnny by the neck?
Right. Now it's like, oh, I don't want to hurt him. Right, the relationship, the fighting back and forth wasn't there. I mean, that's the thing I liked best about the 2004-ish Fantastic Four with Captain America was, you know, he threw the fireball at him and hit him in the head and thing. They had this fight, loving fight between them.
But
you didn't have that, right? Sue Storm.
It made a little more powerful than she was, which I was okay with.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I was fine with that. What I wasn't fine with is, like, at no point did I think Sue Storm deserved to be there.
They had included one scene as a mother where she went visceral, like they did with Supergirl when she had the ray, if you remember that scene, when she fought. If she went like, that's my child, because you know what women are like when it comes to their child. That's that. There is no good or evil or bad. There is only what she wants in that moment. If they could capture that would have been dug.
Yeah, but they didn't. But they missed.
They didn't do that. Plus, I never felt that she, as an actress, sold me that she was really
Sue Storm. Yeah.
I never felt
connection.
Her and Reed Richards were in love.
No, that too. I've said that before too.
Chemistry.
The acting was poor.
Right.
The actors did not do a good job of selling it. The story carried it.
I don't know. I think the story was so hurt by the acting, or the acting was so hurt by the story. I don't know which was the thing that bummed me out the most.
No, I enjoyed the story.
I felt like it was written that they weren't a loving couple. I felt that it was written like there was no fighting between Thing and Johnny Storm. There was not that lovingly, brotherly love kind of, you know what I mean? That good friends who rib each other all the time. But
when it comes down to
the fan, they're standing next to him. Right. I never felt that way.
They did that in Lord of the Rings a lot.
Right? Some of that, I never felt that way. And to me, that was the Fantastic Four. Right? As a kid, that was the Fantastic Four. Yeah. Like, oh, Thing's gonna kill him. Whoa, wait, shit hit the fan. Now they're fighting with each other.
Yeah, I don't want to be in the position. I dislike the position of defending it. There was the one scene between Richards and Sue where they're fighting because they have to use their child as bait. And then she's like, oh, but you know how that would make me feel? I just felt like a guy in that moment where you can't win this one. She was very emotional in the moment and very mad. I just saw it. So you guys probably forgot it, but at this point.
Yeah. There was nothing. They weren't the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
They were four superheroes.
Oh, interesting take. Interesting. Because I the two things, one, I superficially, and I don't want to jump on the bandwagon. I'm not trying to, but yeah, I just couldn't get past the mustache. Again, it's the 686 or whatever, so different universe, so maybe different look. Maybe I can swallow that. However, one of my fans, I'm doing a Warren. I'm stealing this from one of my close comic book friends, and I may have said this before. Johnny Storm is one of the favorite characters because he's one of the only few, if not the only superhero, who didn't look at his superpowers as an albatross. Everybody else, Martha, I'm an orphan. You killed Ben. You killed my uncle. This one's like, I have superpowers. I can fly. I can throw fire. Flame on. He loved that.
Did you get that out of this?
Oh, no, no.
No,
that's what I'm saying. That's why Captain America nailed it before. He's like,
yeah.
Oh, everybody's like, oh, I'm the Thing. I'm made of rocks. My pee-pee is made of rocks. You know, he's just like, he's like bad. And you have to bleed me out later because I can't hold it back. But Human Torch, like, fuck yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah,
you know that. But he's like the only character. Everybody, Batman, Spider, everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's such a burden. I gotta. But he's the only character. He's one of the very few. Definitely the pinnacle of this is so awesome superhero-ness because he was already the Daredevil. He's already getting all the girls. He was, you know, blue-eyed, blonde, white guy. And he had the Riz that just captured everybody. And now he's got this on top of it. Life is good. I didn't get that kind of excitement from
him. Yeah, and that's kind of...
It's okay-ish, but...
Yeah, it just didn't make me feel like they weren't a team. They had no Avengers moment. There was no moment where the team came to save the day. Sue saved the day.
Yeah, I mean, it was predictable, but for me, it was Lucy.
They didn't work as a team. It wasn't right. Teamwork well, that beat
Galactus. Remember, this was filmed at the height of DEI.
I think there's still leftover Wookiee wokes on it. I can feel that.
But I'm just saying, like, if you want to, the storyline, because it's the Fantastic Four and they didn't work as a team. Like, if it was the Avengers and Hawkeye saved the day and did all the work, that's not really the Avengers, is it?
Well, he's like, well, Hawkeye is kind of like the Wolverine. He's the grain of rice that tips the scales. Like, these guys are, you know, throwing haymakers, and it just took that little bit to throw Galactus, you know, because the hard work's done, but they needed that little bit. So
if you watch it again, she did most of the work.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you, but going back to my original statement, like, okay, we're waiting. I was waiting. When's the Silver Surfer going to come in to have the Han Solo moment? Just that one little thing that'll nudge it.
Do you remember the 2004? I think it was 2004. The movie, right? When they fought Doom at the end, and they were fighting Doom
with,
at what's the her, end
with the hot with
Captain America.
The hot Sue Storm. What's her name?
But do you remember at the end of it where they like combined powers and like they
had like a fire hydrant,
right? But they had the flaming big fist with the stretched arm and invisible.
Oh yeah.
They fought as a team.
I'm not saying wrong,
right? But I didn't see a team. I didn't see the Fantastic Four. Might as well have been the Justice Gang.
Ooh, that's a dig! Wow.
Which will become the Justice League.
Knives Out. Knives Out. Of America, damn it. Not of Nigeria, not of Zimbabwe. Why am I picking African states? Siberia. Of America. I'm a little not happy about including of America.
I'm just going to bite my tongue on all that.
Of America.
But the movie USA. Ended. But the movie ended with Doctor Doom.
Right.
And that leads us into what Phil wanted to bring up.
No, yeah. I had a totally different topic.
Well, I
changed my mind. I know we were going to talk about the Doomsday trailer, but if you guys or teaser, haven't watched it, what's the point?
Well, I mean, just let me put a button on it. The needle leaned towards I enjoyed it. I think they gave the Fantastic Four justice. It had its faults, as you definitely have brought up, but in the end, it did them justice. It was a much bigger universe opposed to like the prior ones, and I didn't watch the other one, which I will.
Oh,
never
no
watch.
One watched the 2015 one.
It will never ever.
Where I they think had I did, and I was like, "Oh my god, that was terrible."
My Spider Spence was all Spider Tinglies were off the map.
Here's what I would say is, as of right now, if there's a follow up to Fantastic Four. I don't know, because now it's the
Fantastic Five. Well, there is. They're going to be in Secret Wars.
I don't know if I'm going to go see it.
Oh, they'll be in it.
On streaming.
It'll be Avengers Doomsday or something. Yeah, they'll
be included. It'll be part of the overall.
To me, that team's not worth going to spend $15 to go watch.
It's going to be like 1/6 of the movie is them.
I'm just saying, if there's a second movie, which it's going to be.
That's Fantastic Four, too.
I'll wait till it comes out on streaming. I have no desire to spend that money and watch it in the theater.
Bill has planted his flag.
Yeah, it just wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth the time. And that's kind of where I wanted to go, because that made me think when you said you'd watch it on the streaming and stuff, that made me think, like, what has happened to movies in general right now? There's nothing good in the theaters. I don't care the genre.
No, I definitely enjoyed F1 with Brad Pitt with the
that's
the
not
motion
in the theaters anymore.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, you said in the theaters the motion. You're talking about like right now. Now
I'm talking the last 2-3 months, right? F1's like 3 months ago now.
Oh well, okay. Well, yeah,
and we're getting ready. And we're getting ready to come up to Thanksgiving and Christmas, and
there's nothing.
Nothing that has enticed me to go to the movies.
I will watch if Stranger Things they're experimenting, playing around. They might put the final one or two episodes on in the theaters. We'll see about that. I need to do a little more research.
I don't.
But that's for
that's
me.
A good idea, right?
Well, yeah, they're trying to make money, man.
I understand that. I just don't think that's a good idea. I'm trying to think of, has that ever worked? Because
no, it's experimenting.
I'm gonna tell you this. I have a big feeling the Mandalorian Grogu theater movie is going to do really well the first weekend because there's all these people that are going to want to see it on the good. And then I think it's going to drop like a rock.
Oh, yeah, because it's been way too long already.
If it's a good story. If it's a good story, it will continue.
But I think it's going to drop.
Story says everything.
And I'm just saying, like I drove by the movie theater today, right? That's kind of. Because I was like, man, I can't believe there's no big blockbuster out right now. There's nothing.
I forced myself because I needed an escape to go to the theaters a week ago. And I saw the Keanu Reeves movie. It was like the only thing that was closest to any kind of ping on the radar and not happen. We're not going to go into that review, but just, yeah.
I don't even know what movie it was.
He's like plays an angel, and it's very, very Hollywood LA perspective that not really understanding the ways of the world. Anyway, I don't want to give it a further review beyond that. As to say again, just to put a final button on it, the Fantastic Four, it was very ambitious. It was very ambitious. So I have to give him credit for that. It wasn't a small film. And he kind of looked like Godzilla coming out of the water. I thought maybe you get a little thrill out of that, Bill. When Galactus landed, he got in the water. He looked very Godzilla-ish.
You know, I'm so tainted from how good
I think you are. Okay,
Godzilla
I can see that now.
Movies have been. I'm just very tainted. All right,
we should move on.
Movies, right? Like you have The Running Man. I loved The Running Man when it came out. I have no interest in seeing the new one. with the guy who couldn't even win a dog fight in Top Gun Maverick. Right?
Right. Anyway, I think of freaking like the guy from Hogan's Hero, Family Feud, Richard, some whatever. Like when he signed the contract and he stabbed him with the pen in the back. It's like
Predator Badlands. That's your holiday sci-fi movie.
And it's been out for over a week now.
Yeah.
Well, they had the one where the woman was the lead and did well.
I think the best looking movie right now in the theaters is probably Zootopia 2.
Wow.
I'm just saying, what the hell has happened?
Yeah, Hollywood's not doing well this year.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah. Really, Tom Cruise saved it a couple years ago with Top Gun Maverick, and then it just went to mediocre to bad this year.
Oh, look at this. Avatar, we ran out of storyline, so we're changing the color of the people. Comes out December 19th.
You guys are super pew-poo mentality. That this was planned a long time ago. He's going fire, water. I've enjoyed them.
I understand that. But the last one wasn't that good. But there's literally like nothing. A bit of a wasteland.
It's the cycle of life, Bill. It's like Lion King. It'll come back. Something will come back. It always does.
Hakuna Matata,
bitch. That's what I'm saying. All I can say, and by the way, if I didn't mention before, that movie, when it came back out in the 90s, I was still in college, whatever, that epitomized and changed my perspective on critics forever. In the Washington Post, before watching the movie, I can't even remember if it was before or after. The point being, the criticism of The Lion King, it was the first movie I remember ever watching like by myself, because just the timing was right and I had a free 2 p.m. on a Tuesday or whatever. And the critique said they should be very careful about killing off a parent figure in a Disney film like Bambi. And like unlike any other movie, there won't be any song, not even one song that'll come out that'll be remembered from The Lion King. And I'm reading this, you know, and back then we had these things called papers. I held it in my hand and I read the review, like not even one song is going to come out of forever. Changed my perspective on critics forever. I'll never trust one ever, ever.
Speaking of songs, and I just about had a heart attack, which is all right.
Let's push it further.
That's like every day.
You're like Sanford and Son.
Sheets, like a week and a half ago.
Love
I'm
Sheets.
In Sheets.
Beloved Sheets.
My break, right? Getting my break. And I'm standing there waiting for my food to come out of the counter. And
MTO.
I hear this song and I'm like, man, that song sounds familiar. The beat and the music. It was Down the Witch's Road from Agatha All Along playing on their streaming, whatever.
You recognize it by name and everything? Wow.
Well, no, because I'm like, the music was going, and then we got into down, and I was like, oh, down with the ratings, down, whatever. And I was like, oh, my God, like, how the hell did that ever get replayed?
It's called show business. It got promoted, marketed, and hands were greased, so to speak.
Sheets was like, what do you got in the line of cheap music? They're like, we got this doozy. You hear that in Sheets, but we'll never hear
Christmas song.
The Christmas song from Guardians of the Galaxy, which is an all-time classic.
It's almost like we need a second of silence just to rephrase and remember.
Rain, 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 rain. I don't know what Christmas
missiles
is. Christmas time is.
Fires missiles from his toes. I don't even remember the line, but
I did. You don't have to, because I knew what you were talking about. I don't know.
It may be a cult classic later.
If it's ever released again.
You know what? We'd watched Omega Man. We only have like 6 minutes. Do we want to push that off to next week, or do we want to?
It's going to be like older.
I cannot believe we just spent that much time on Fantastic.
Right. Well, there's so many emotions we untapped, apparently.
I was hurt by that movie.
We
can save that for next week.
Can we remember everything? I have to take notes on my thoughts.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I do have some commentary on it.
Let's go ahead. If we go a little long, it's not going to hurt anything.
All right,
yeah.
We can go
Let's go long. Let's go long.
Okay. Because we watched an old sci-fi movie, and we kind of randomly draw out of a listing of what we did and of what we think we should rewatch. And Warren, you put in Omega Man, right?
Yes, I did.
Man. Okay, yes, Warren put in the Omega Man.
And let's throw this out there, something kind of new, really new. If anybody has a comment on whether or not we should continue this, because we're experimenting as far as digging into older films and
because
reviewing
there's
them.
Nothing out there.
Right, right. But if it's like a flop, let us know. If it's like, okay, the banter, you three being idiots is fun to listen to, then yeah, well, it could be a mainstay or a default when Hollywood lets us down.
Before we go into the commentary, let me just say something about the Omega Man. I saw that when it released in 1971. So that would have made me
old as ass.
9 years old. Yeah. I was 9 years old. I got dropped off at the theater because my parents were having a date night.
Dropped off, quotes.
Yeah, at the movie theater.
Damn, he came back home.
So you're 9 years old, and this is what you get to see.
Was that rated R? There were boobies in this. I never saw the boobies version.
And
I saw it on TV.
That movie has been in my head. I never watched it again. This is only the second time I've ever seen the movie.
It's been like, how many years is that? Someone do the math.
A bunch.
Like a century.
Someone.
So that's the reason I dropped it into the hat as one of the ones to watch, because it has been stuck in my head as a crazy movie for me for all those years.
I was thinking of you when I was like, he actually saw this in the theaters. I saw this on rerun when I was like 8 years old or something.
Yeah.
On ABC.
This is the first time I think I've ever watched it without
commercials.
Commercials, right? I will say that I did really like the old cars, but they probably weren't old cars at that time. And they
he took them right off the lot.
Yeah, yeah. But
anyway, but real quick, Omega Man is set in a post-apocalyptic Los Angeles. Is right after germ warfare got started because the Russians and the Chinese were fighting each other. And one of the two, released biological weapons, and it basically destroyed the world.
The thing that shocks me the most is how clean they thought Los Angeles was going to be in the future. They had an apocalypse, and it looks much nicer.
Well, you got to remember, it was released in 1971, portraying 1975.
No, 77. It was 75 when it dropped, and it was 2 years later.
Oh, yeah, 75, and this was, yeah, you're right. So it was 1977. So it was only 6 years in the future, so they should have had it exactly the same.
Okay. I mean, it was still way cleaner than Los Angeles is now in the present.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll have my say, but go ahead. I was going to say, well, that was one thing that I have a few shotgun points. That's one thing I appreciate about The Walking Dead. They were dirty. That's how it was. They didn't shave. They didn't, their clothes were, Moses was on point. He had the does. He was pimping a couple of times. And the lady actress, she was looking fine. They had clean clothes.
You just go to the store and pick out just a new wardrobe whenever you,
I know.
I'm going to go get a new pair of shoes.
Pimp outfit.
So that's one comment. And it was a throwback, and it reminded me so much of the mindset mentality of like Star Trek with all the canned laughter. And at the end of Star Trek, it'd be this giant moment like they escaped death once again. At the end, it's like, hey, that was pretty good. Hey, Spock, ha, 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 ha. There's that kind of, the commentary.
I miss that. I'll be honest.
There's a vibe that I saw. And it's just some of the actors, like the kid, Lionel Richie. He was, I remember, when I see him, like, oh, you're from Sanford and Son. You're Esther's adopted son, because the actor's from that era. And why'd they have to kill Lionel Richie, man? That was kind of...
I don't know. I was kind of sad about
that, too. And along that, I don't know why this is capturing me so much, but like The Walking Dead, there's always a Carl in dystopia. Why did you go to the bad guy and see if there's good in him? And then they killed him. And Carl could have just stayed home. He had the antibodies to help save the rest of the planet, but he went off the grid and they killed Lionel Richie. And
in
I guess
this movie,
the final
Carl was Doug.
It was Lionel Richie. I already made the boobies comment because again, only watched this on TV. It's like, hey, there weren't boobies in.
Did you back it up? How many times did you hit reverse?
Let's just say if it was a Betamax, that pause button would have been tore up. And then my final comment, when you said Omega Man list, I was like, oh, it's that one dude from Austin Powers. I thought it was that guy. You know, I can't think of his name at the moment. Point being, I didn't know it was this one. I totally remember this as a kid. This is the prior version of Will Smith in Legend. It's the same people.
I Am Legend. Yeah.
I didn't know it was this. I was like, oh, I know this.
This is I Am Legend. They just changed the name. I mean,
they took some liberties. And then you're reminding me the last thought was, it was driving me freaking nuts. Why do you, in this world where it could happen at any moment, especially indoors where there's no light, he puts his gun down and he walks 20 feet away and just takes a breather. He did that at least twice. It was driving me in terms of me nuts.
Yeah. Remember, I was in the Army, so seeing that kind of stuff, and he was supposed to be an Army officer.
Nuts.
Yes, he should have known better.
Nuts. Why are you leaving your gun 20 feet away in a dangerous zone? And oh no, it's about to be what night. Really?
You're the last man alive. What do you have to live for?
That's part of it.
Parts of the movies, he didn't think he was ever going to procreate. So if you're not going to get any boom boom and bring the human race on, what's the point of living? Who cares if you die? Here's what I'm going to say. I think for the time, it was probably a pretty intense movie.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
It has a lot of that familiar old movies, like where the cowboys were all perfect. There was no, like, that's the first thing I noticed. There was no grit on the guy.
The Walking Dead.
It did make me feel good. I felt like an old man was going to survive the apocalypse.
And by the way, he's younger than all of us in this movie.
Is he?
He's probably like 40. he can't be more than 40. Don't do the math right now because we don't have that kind of time.
I don't want to know. You're killing me. Now I got to know.
It's the realization, like Married with Children, Al is younger than we are now. Just, you considered him so old when you saw him. But yeah. So now we lost Phil because he has to look it up.
While
he's looking it up, you know, you mentioned the one actor, but there, you know, several of the actors we get to see in all kinds of stuff as time goes by.
Sure.
The guy that played Mathis, Jonathan Mathis, he was.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of different things. All kinds of movies, all kinds of TV shows.
I'll always remember the name Mathias from this movie. That movie stung. That was a great freaking name. Keep going. Sorry.
All of them went on to have, many of them went on.
I don't think
really decent careers.
The lady didn't. I don't remember anything else. Lionel Richie went on.
I looked it up because she looked familiar, and she wasn't who I thought she was going to be. I thought she was that lady that always used to play with Pam Grier in the black sexploitation movies, like the.
Was she
in the 70s? She wasn't. Okay. She was actually in soap operas. Had like big role in.
Okay, steady income.
Yeah, one of the soap operas had a long run. So that was kind of cool.
Even Dutch, I saw he's like somebody you'd seen Clint Eastwood, like a third tier. Oh, yeah,
he was in.
I'm like, holy crap, look, it's
Rooster Cogburn. He was in Rooster Cogburn.
See, I totally went a different thing. I'm like Crocodile Dundee showed up.
and I already called out.
He showed up in the Range Rover or the Land. Yeah, the.
No seat belts or nothing, just in the back. Yeah. Somehow they survived. Without seatbelts.
But I think that I got a kick out of I couldn't suspend for some reason. So a lot of times I can watch an old movie like The Maltese Falcon or something like that, and I can watch it and I can go back and be like, hey, yeah, this was a different era in movies and this is just the way it was. Watching an old movie and it's like, oh man, I forgot how crappy the sci-fi was or how crappy this was but whatever. That doesn't normally take me out of it. For some reason, like the fact that it was like the people who survived were like elitist, like I'm going to drink wine and wear a frou-frou shirt and like just took me out of like, I felt no desperation, like he was in trouble.
Well, don't judge. You've never been in that situation. I could see you like in a purple Prince Ness.
I can definitely see him wearing a crushed velvet purple chest vest.
I guess I think all of us would say, "F it, I'm just gonna look at that. I'm gonna look like Prince today, and I'm gonna."
I mean, maybe.
Start with general stars on his shoulder.
Oh, but I mean, like, you wouldn't walk around with the with the Hulk Hogan feathers. You'd walk around New York. I could totally see you doing that. Yeah, brother.
You know, I always thought I was going to be like a Snake Plissken, but maybe not.
You don't know. That's a big shift. And not to be
now, I'm kind of rooting for the apocalypse. I'm really curious where I'm going to be.
I during The Walking Dead, when it was at its height, they were selling machetes at Walmart, like right off the
zombie machetes, lime green and black.
I'll just say I gave it a second look, and there was that hope we talked about during Zombieland. Like, you know, there is a little voice saying, not so bad,
never hurts. But I kind of got a little lost in that. I think they did an excellent job with the for lack of better words, the infected or the zombie people, right?
Yeah, they could think. They were, you know, they weren't zombies.
They're albinos, basically.
Yeah, whatever you want to
call them. But they had the nasty sores. They had nasty sores. So that was yucky.
Yeah.
But again, I'll go back to the Star Trek. It did have that element of, like, there's no way he's getting out of this when he was captured or when the lights went out. I had that sense, like Star Trek, like there's no way Kirk and the Enterprise, and then they pull it out at the end, except the very, very end, obviously, but spoiler alert. And then before I lose the thought, that my final thing was the only thing I would give I Am Legend the edge, where I said F you to that film, is the dog. You know, spoiler alert, the dog doesn't do well in I Am Legend, and that pissed me off. It just as a attendee or viewer. That was visceral for me when they did the dog wrong, and especially when he found the antidote later. Spoiler alert. But otherwise, this was a throwback. Yeah, I felt like I was single digit age again watching this on TV. I thought that it brought me back.
Yeah, I just, for some reason, this film, and I genuinely enjoyed it, right? Like, I genuinely enjoyed it. Like, it's like, man, I haven't seen this in forever. So it was kind of fun to watch that. But I just kept getting hung up in the, oh my God, you're living in the apocalypse. How are you so clean? I think now
he was clean.
People are so grimy just in the non-apocalypse.
You get
to the apocalypse and you're thinking, oh my God, this is going to be Walking Dead. This is going to be twisted metal, like crime.
Yeah, okay. My grumpy old man comes out. Him and the woman, maybe not so much the Dutch and the kid, but even the kids were okay dressed. He's wearing button-up dress shirts. She's wearing like really stylish dresses. Right now, I go to the supermarket, half the people are in their pajamas and Crocs. Like, come on. Right.
The apocalypse is more idiocracy than apocalyptic.
But yeah, he had fresh shirts every day, man. Yeah, and then she was dressed fine as heck for the time. She had like...
Oh, yeah. That's why I thought she was out of one of those movies like Foxy Brown kind of thing.
And then it was kind of weird, but you accepted it where she pretended to be a mannequin. It's like, okay, we're doing that. Because I heard a noise. And they're mannequins.
They're really still. No one will notice.
Hey, she was what's his name? Barista, but Guardians of the Galaxy before... There was
Batista.
Batista. I was thinking Starbucks, but yeah, if I don't move, you can't see me.
Yeah, but I don't know. It was fun. I'm not poo-pooing it.
You can't
go back and watch it. I can't tell you if I would. I enjoyed the story, but I don't know if I enjoyed watching it more to be like, oh my God, look at the old car. Oh my God. Why are these people so clean versus like, wow, this is a riveting story.
Yeah, I was like, the roads are clean. It's just, oh no, the apocalypse means there's going to be a lot of paper on the ground.
Yeah.
That's about it. But then
you can't drive to Philly without seeing a burnt out car. And this guy's running around. There's nothing in the roads. Like, I kind of got to myself wondering, like, all right, well, what happened to everybody?
Oh no! But they addressed that. They said the albinos, they cleaned up, they burned the bodies, and they did some cleanup. Yeah. If you remember,
yeah, I know. But
that was their kind of little wink and a nod. Other than that, yeah. I mean, I was genuine. I remember as a kid watching it on reruns on ABC Special. I remember being like freaked out when he ran out of gas though, and all the lights went off. Like, oh, This is. I mean, that to me was worse when he actually than actually being captured. You know, and they were, you know, give him the inquisitors. But when the gas ran out, it's like, how between that and realizing, oh, the sun's going to be down in about at 12 minutes. I'm 15 minutes away. Like, really? You have one job. One job.
Keep an eye on the watch.
Gas. They all should have been dead anyways.
So, again, it was fun to watch. And I totally didn't know that when, again, by the name, I never knew it by the name ever. So it was like, oh, it's the Legend movie from the 70s.
Yeah. I was like, when Warren suggested it, I was like, oh yeah, I kind of remember the name. I remember seeing like a clip every now and then. And then I started watching it and I was like, oh yeah, I remember this movie. I was generally surprised where the storyline went because I didn't remember much of it.
Oh, I remembered it, man. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I remembered like scenes, but I didn't remember like I'd forgotten he died at the end.
No, I remember that. Maybe I knew the spoiler.
I didn't remember a lot other than it just, you know, affected me because of, you know, I was
30.
I was young. And, you know,
late 20s.
I probably didn't sleep much for a few days after watching that
movie. I can see that. My movie, the equivalent of that is like I saw Conan the Barbarian in the theaters. That was like my fifth film or something in my life. And the gratuitous violence and sex and boobies and blood and swords. Yeah, that does. I probably shouldn't have watched it that early in the theaters. But aside from that, the leader of the albino zombies, that dude should have been in the Olympics. That javelin throw from the balcony. Oh, and man, he's good. That boy good.
Zombie.
That's from Coming to America. That boy good.
Superpower zombie.
Well, not a superpower, but the accuracy.
I enjoyed it. Like I said, there was a couple things where it was like the purple outfit. I'm just like, who's going to dress like a pimp in the apocalypse?
It would be you with feathers. You know
absolutely.
You do it.
Absolutely.
No, I can see totally see you doing it, just romping down the street like fighting off lions or trying.
You know, Rick, now that
he would be
that,
Rick Flair
right.
Or Riley Roddy I'm Piper. Just,
yeah, so you're not fooling anybody, Phil. I totally see it. Probably got a pimp hat with a feather on the corner.
He would be nice like fedora. Rick Flair walking down the street with pulling a little trailer that has this theme music going on, and just.
And oh, obviously, yeah. I'd have like a pink Cadillac convertible. But anyway,
all right. I think we've hit this. Yeah, it sounds like it was enjoyable. A good choice to watch. I think it was. So 2 weeks in a row, we've talked about old movies, and both of them held up. You know, they
so
had
far.
Their flaws.
Enough,
yeah, that held up. I would say that held up.
So I'm actually quite surprised.
I mean, I actually was like, I'd go to visit Los Angeles in the apocalypse or what it is today.
It's not that bad. It's
like,
not as
bad
as
if you're
ever
curious, what if Los Angeles looks like clean? Watch the movie.
Well, it's LA is not as bad. I was there recently. It's not as bad as the media. However, you just threw like 20 newspapers in the air and then land on the ground for that. That's what LA looks like right now. It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Anyway.
I can't talk about Frisco, but.
Well, no one can.
And then the one thing we forgot to mention, this was actually show number 400 of TMO. We have done this thing 400 times.
Wow. And I got to say, with you guys, it feels like. It feels
like
twice.
1,000.
Yeah. Damn, he upped my ante. All right. Do we want to announce the next potential? We don't even
know. We don't even know what it is.
We
don't know what we're doing next week. We're probably not going to the theaters to watch anything.
Yeah, there's nothing really out there.
Thanksgiving weekend, no blockbusters.
I go to the movies for free and there's nothing I want to watch. Like the drive is the cost for me and I don't want to drive to the theater because there's nothing good enough to watch right now. Not in our realm anyway. Not in our genre.
There's nothing on TV.
I guess I'm the only one here, but yeah, again, it's already mentioned. Forgive me. Stranger Things, that's the only big thing coming out in our world. Yeah, so
I guess maybe we'll talk. You can talk about that a little next week.
I mean, again, there are other ones like, again, I forgot now if we mentioned like the Predator or Running Man. It's like just reboots, you know, on top of reboots. Like,
although Predator's been getting good reviews.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if it did well. The last one with the female lead, it had some traction. So maybe they work off of that.
I've only seen the original and that's it.
Because it is the best. Hallelujah. All praise. Al Bundy.
Arnold. All right.
I probably have watched more Al Bundy clips on YouTube than television.
It still resonates for us, I think. Oh, by the way, I did meet Duke. That was kind of a cool moment from Predator. Is it Duke? The black bald head guy who had this, who stabbed
the
scorpion on the guy's shoulder. Anytime.
Anyways.
That's for
one. All right.
We'll be back next week. The music's rolling. That means we got to get out of here. Thank the baby Jesus. Anyways, like I said, like Fernando said, sorry, I don't want to steal your thunder. If you kind of enjoyed what we're doing, looking at some old stuff, why things are kind of lean, let us know. If you hate it, don't say nothing. How's that?
Shut up.
All right. All right. We'll be back next week.